Attention RBN listeners who have trouble sleeping. If you have tried everything and still have serious problems getting a good night's sleep, then this message is going to be the single most important one you'll ever hear. And here's why. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test a new, alternative method of falling asleep fast. And the best part is, this new sleep system produces dramatic results when everything else has failed, including prescription sleeping pills. You see, it works in a whole new way, utilizing special sleep frequencies to almost command your brain to fall asleep fast. And it's easy to use. Yet, because the rules governing medicine in the U.S., no health or healing claims can be made for the sleep system. However, it's still legal to own this new high-speed sleep generator, and 77 RBN listeners are invited to use this system first, before the general public. So, if you're really having trouble falling asleep, simply go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com, or call 877-327-0365 and tell the operator you listen to RBN. Again, that's 877-327-0365.
This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report, a daily broadcast dedicated to keeping you in touch with many of today's most important issues and examining how those issues directly affect our traditional values. And now, here is author and constitutional lawyer Phyllis Schlafly.
The statistics about who were the voters who elected the Democratic Congress are now available, and they provide some very interesting sidelights on last November's election. One of the special interest pressure groups that bankrolled the Democratic candidates was college professors. Professors and other educators donated more than $12 million to political candidates in this past election cycle, with 69% of their contributions going to Democratic candidates. That's the report by the Center for Responsive Politics. The University of California led the way, giving 87% of contributions to Democrats, followed by Harvard with 90% of contributions going to Democrats, and the University of Pennsylvania with 94% of contributions benefiting Democrats. Just looking at Senate races, we find that, surprise, surprise, Senator Hillary Clinton received far more contributions than any other candidate, and five times the amount given to the next highest recipient. Hillary Clinton really didn't need the money, because she had a virtually uncontested election. But college professors were so enamored of her that they donated nearly $700,000 to her campaign. You've heard a lot about how the United States is roughly divided 50-50 between red and blue states, but it surely is not that way on college and university faculties. One recent survey reports that 72% of college professors identified themselves as liberal, compared with only 17% who call themselves conservative. It's important for students to know before they go to college that diversity does not mean allowing conservatives to speak on campus. Diversity on college campuses does not mean giving fair coverage to the ideas and achievements of Western civilization. And multiculturalism does not mean tolerance and respect for all cultures. It's just another college fad to put down Western civilization.
You've been listening to the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly has written several articles on the current situation on our college campuses. If you'd like copies, write us at Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002. Ask for the College Education Packet. That address again is Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002. And join us again next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. and make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Introducing the new Blueprint Water Unit. This one-of-a-kind water technology uses natural frequencies to clean harmful toxins from your drinking water. We start with one of the best four-stage reverse osmosis systems. Then we retrofit the Blueprint water system with twin vortices. This primary technology is designed to clear harmful water memory. We then imprint Blueprint frequencies harmonic to the human body. This is the only known living water recreated by live essence infusion. According to reports from users, the water helps balance the body's internal pH. Others have said the water has helped promote weight loss through detoxification. This water is so good, your body begins to crave its healthy input. For more information, call Natural Solution toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625.
The heartland of America comes a harvest of insight and entertainment. This is the Common Sense Coalition, the Derry Brownfield Show, starring Derry Brownfield. And here's the star of the show, and the man who says, if you're choking on an ice cube, don't panic. Simply pour a cup of boiling water down your throat and the blockage will be almost instantly removed. Derry Brownfield.
Hey, hello there. Derry Brownfield here. And I am happy that you're along on this adventure in broadcasting. It is the talk show with the country flavor and some common sense points of view. Yesterday, we talked about how cities depend upon traffic tickets for part of their budget. And in some instances, a big part of their budget. St. George, Missouri. They say there, now this is in St. Louis County, they get 28% of their budget through traffic tickets. And then we cited what happened in Redford Township, Michigan, where cops there, every time they write two traffic tickets, the officer gets paid for 1 hour of overtime. Not working overtime now, he just gets paid as if he did work overtime for writing two traffic tickets. And then in Springfield, Missouri, we talked about the yellow lights and how they changed the timing on the yellow lights. And they said after they changed the lights, they lengthened the light time. The first 45 days, ticketing yielded a mere $100 citations, falling short of the 68 required before the location would become profitable. In other words, the cities profit off of these tickets. And then we had this young man on there that apparently had a video. Well, apparently he did. He had a video camera running, and how this cop got so upset with him because he just didn't want to answer questions, not about his driving or anything, but about where he was going and what he was doing. And he said, that's my personal business. And the cop got all upset. Anyway, I have an email this morning. Making up charges, I believe, is called aggravated perjury. For a change to be made, someone must swear to the validity of the change. Did I say change? Chart. Yes, I said charge. I meant change. No, I didn't. I said, leave my thing on. I keep hearing me going in and out here. That confuses me. Every time you do that, this mic, my headset stops. And then I think I'm not on the air. So only do that in case of an emergency. If this place catches on fire, if you hear an atomic blast or something, then you can talk to me through this thing. Okay, let's move along. Now, back to the charge. This person says, making up charges, I believe, is called aggravated perjury. For a charge to be made, someone must swear to the validity of the charge. All traffic lights must have a yellow light long enough for someone to make a safe stop, or long enough to finish going through the intersection safely, and must be long enough for someone who is driving slower than the speed limit. So what these cities do, they have a slow light, and then all of a sudden they change those lights so that the people that drive these streets regularly think that they've got an extra second or two to get through, and bingo, they're in a red light, and then they get a ticket. Anyway, so much for that. Now, yesterday, again, we talked about premises And I have this, and I've been saying now for quite some time, that premise does not mean property at all. It does not mean property. So on these premise registrations for the animal ID, you are literally putting a cloud on your title, as far as I'm concerned. Now, as like GB says, no, I'm not an attorney, but I did stay at a Holiday Inn. This fellow sends me this thing concerning premises. Yesterday we talked about it in more detail, and I won't go into some. I'll just go into some of it today in case you weren't listening yesterday. But whereas, and this comes from Arkansas, this is in the Arkansas Residential Lease Agreement. If you go to Arkansas and lease property, here's what they expect you to say or to sign. Whereas landlord is a fee owner and such and such, referred to hereafter as premises. Whereas landlord describes to lease the premises to the tenant upon the terms and conditions. Then the tenant desires to lease the premises, and throughout this entire, and it's about a three-page thing you're supposed to sign here, it mentions premises all of the time. Premises means conveyance. Okay, now, I have another official document here from a listener. From my 1906, the Century Dictionary, an encyclopedia lexicon of the English language, premise in law, the subject of a conveyance, the lands and houses or tenements, a house or building and the outhouses and places belonging to it. But right off the bat, it says a subject of conveyance. Now, when you convey something, what do? You move it, do you not? You let somebody else have it, lease it, rent it, or sell it, okay? Then, in that same 1906 Century Dictionary, they define property. A thing or things subject to ownership. Anything that may be exclusively possessed and enjoyed, such as chattels and land and possessions. So, premise and ownership, premise is not ownership. Premise is conveyance. Property is ownership. And in all of these documents that the Department of Agriculture has put out, they want you to sign your premises, not your property, your premises, which is a conveyance, okay? Then this person includes his 1996 Webster's New Universal Unabridged Dictionary. Premise, a tract of land, including its buildings, a building together with its grounds or other parts, the property forming the subject of a conveyance or bequest. Not property. It's to convey the property, okay? Property, that which a person owns, the possession or possessions of a particular owner, a piece of land or real estate, ownership, right of possession, enjoyment or disposal of anything is property. So property is not premises. Premises is to convey your property. So, you know, I wouldn't sign that thing. I don't know how, if they make it mandatory. I don't know what we'll do. It's going to be like the mandatory driver's license. There's a lot of people that should resist. I mean, everybody should resist it. If everybody did, we wouldn't have the problem. Let's take a break. We'll be right back. Stay tuned. You're listening to the Common Sense Coalition.
Is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Choice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Attention, this is an RBN financial news bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt? Maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
And we have returned. Now, we've been talking about Ed and Elaine Brown off and on for several months now. This is going on. It's a standoff between the Browns, who are tax protesters, and the federal government. And now the Browns still are in their home, and I guess the feds have learned from Ruby Ridge and several of these other deals that turned out and made them look really, really bad, where they killed people and this sort of thing. In fact, at Ruby Ridge, if you remember, they killed the wife that was holding a child in her arms at the time. And the guy, by the way, that the sniper that killed her, and she wasn't involved in this thing at all. It was her husband. The sniper that killed her, the best I can remember, got a raise out of the deal, got a promotion. Well, anyway, now the Browns have been in their home for some time, and apparently they've got a house that's pretty stable. They say it's concrete. It's a concrete house, but that wouldn't be hard to do. I've got a concrete stable. When I built a stable, I've seen too many horses that kick the sides out of stalls, and I just poured up concrete all the way around, and I guess that's what they did with their house. But anyhow... Now, people have been supporting them, and four supporters now that have been helping the Browns were arrested and charged with obstructing justice. U.S. Marshals for New Hampshire moved in and took these four men, but they were arrested outside of New Hampshire. They were alleged to have helped the Browns in their ongoing refusal to surrender to authorities. Marshal Stephen Monier, I guess, I don't know. Anyway, he is the head cop there. He says anyone who aids the Browns is subject to investigation, arrest, and prosecution for serious felonies. All right. The four men arrested was Gonzalez. He's from Alice, Texas. Riley from Albany. Jason Gerhardt from Brookhaven, New York, and Robert Wolf from Randolph, Vermont. Now, this marshal, Stephen Monier, has repeated that his office would investigate any supporters who helped the couple obstruct justice. Gonzalez lived with the company for several months, providing internet update on the couple's status, shopping for the Browns. Gonzalez is a former Navy weapons expert and military contractor. He described his role as a security advisor to the Browns. Gerhardt was arrested at Fort Leonard Wood, Missouri, and Wolf invited supporters to send packages for the couple to his Vermont home after marshals cut off the postal delivery to the Brown residence. Wolf is running for a seat in the Vermont House. The U.S. Marshals went in without a warrant to make these arrests, without telling us what charges they were. They took the guns that the people had. The Browns have not suffered much from their loss of phone service because they have prepaid cell phones that people are giving them. Now, let's take a break. We'll be right back because this weekend there's supposed to be another party at the Browns house. Stay tuned.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our Renewable Energy Solar Program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our Renewable Energy Solar System converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year that is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner at RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Attention RBN listeners who have trouble sleeping. If you have tried everything and still have serious problems getting a good night's sleep, then this message is going to be the single most important one you'll ever hear. And here's why. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test a new alternative method of falling asleep fast. And the best part is, this new sleep system produces dramatic results when everything else has failed, including prescription sleeping pills. You see, it works in a whole new way, utilizing special sleep frequencies to almost command your brain to fall asleep fast. And it's easy to use. Yet, because the rules governing medicine in the U.S., no health or healing claims can be made for the sleep system. However, it's still legal to own this new high-speed sleep generator, and 77 RBN listeners are invited to use this system first, before the general public. So, if you're really having trouble falling asleep, simply go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com, or call 877-327-0365 and tell the operator you listen to RBN. Again, that's 877-327-0365.
And we have returned. Now, the Browns, we were talking about Ed and Elaine Brown, the tax protesters. They are planning a concert and party at their house this Saturday. That is tomorrow, okay? It's called the Fall Freedom Fest. It's scheduled to run from noon till 10 p.m. and will include live music, barbecue, and games of horseshoes. Now, Dave Von Kleist, who we've had on this show, is on his way out there. And I think, Jeff, you talked to Dave this morning.
I did, Derry. He is out there. Now, I say out there, he's on the East Coast. He's not actually made it to Plainfield, New Hampshire yet, the home of Ed and Elaine. And there's really kind of a controversy surrounding those that know Dave and the situation and who are interested in what's going on as to whether anyone should be going up there. Because the statement by the so-called feds is that, you know, anybody who comes is going to be arrested, investigated, and prosecuted for helping Ed and Elaine. So they're asking the question, is it worth going? Is my role there going to accomplish anything? Should I stay here where I'm safe, or should I go there and make a stand? Is really where it's at for a lot of people. But at any rate, they are saying at the very least, the situation is so tense that it's not safe for women and children.
See, the cops that just shoot a woman and child is not, because they've already proved that when they killed Ruby, the lady, I can't think of his name, but the lady at Ruby.
Randy Weaver.
Randy Weaver's wife, yeah.
Right. And there
so they don't care who they kill. That's no problem to them.
There were a lot of women and children killed at Waco, Texas. With David Koresh's
group. Yeah, I know. But anyway, you see here, and they're winning through intimidation. They're calling anybody that would help them a felon. But you know what a felon is. They lose all their rights, literally so. And so you mentioned that you listened to Dave's radio program this morning that Joyce had on the air. Mm-hmm. What did most of the callers have to say there?
Joyce was taking calls from her listeners on the Power Hour, and many of them had many different things to say. There wasn't really a strong voice of consensus on what should be done. You know, it's hard to say for us to control the actions of any other individual who has free will to say, Dave, you should stay, Dave, you should go. So there was a lot of that discussion. Others were saying, hey, we just need to go in there and take these guys out, take out the feds, you know, by force. And
see, you can't do that anymore. You know, we could do that in 1776. But the feds have black helicopters and all kinds of weapons that, hey, you can't even have a gun in Illinois, much less something that, you know, you could fight back with. So, no, and it wouldn't surprise me at all if they didn't try to nuke them or something.
No real conclusions were come to, really the outstanding question was, is it worth the sacrifice? Is it worth, and there were some people criticizing presidential candidate Ron Paul. How come he doesn't go up there if he's so called for freedom and he's such a supporter? Why isn't he there? Well, then you can turn around and say, what good is he dead? You know, if all these so-called patriot leaders gather in one location, it'd be a lot easier to pick them off. And then what have you accomplished?
And we heard yesterday that they'll trump up a charge. In fact, this cop yesterday even said, I could come up with 7 or 8 or 9 or something reasons to put you in jail. I could come up with them. Guy hadn't done anything.
Pull them out of a hat, right?
So anyway, so much for Ed and Elaine Brown, but it's something we need to keep up with. And you see, they got so much bad publicity out of Waco and out of Ruby Ridge, and then of course the Baptist Temple there in Indianapolis. That I think they're kind of walking on eggshells just a little bit, but when it comes down to the nitty-gritty of the thing, I'd say that it's going to end in a bad deal. That's just my personal opinion, and I'm not being pessimistic. I just see how this country is turning very, very rapidly into a police state.
Ed and Elaine Brown have said as much publicly that this is going to end in a bad deal, but we're fine with that. We're at peace with whatever outcome happens to come about. Another fellow, I thought he had an interesting point on the Power Hour this morning, said, you know, it's going to come down to this for all of us eventually in this country, stating how, you know, the feds are going to keep moving and moving and pushing until it's not just an isolated incident, until, you know, a lot of people in this country are going to be facing the same situation that they are.
Well, we saw what happened in Germany. You know, and I don't have that little thing here, and I don't have it memorized, but how in Germany, you know, they first came after the Jews, and then they came after the different groups, and but the local people, they didn't really get too excited about it because it wasn't them, and then all of a sudden, hey, they're in World War II, and it's a bad deal for everybody. So I don't know, but it's not good. There's no doubt about that.
Not yet, Terry.
Not yet. Got a whole minute yet?
Got a half a minute yet.
Well, when we come back, I'm going to talk about Otero County, New Mexico, because here we have the county commissioners standing up to the feds on two different occasions, and they said, I think we need to change their word of approval to denial. They're saying if the feds say no to us, we're saying no to them. And it's pretty interesting. Stay tuned.
is the Derry Brownfield Show.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Friends, if you're thinking about putting up a building for hay, machinery, or a workshop, steel-spanned buildings can solve your storage needs, and more importantly, these buildings are affordable and bird-free every day. So listen to what my listeners say who have bought this once-it-style building.
It went together very easily, and doesn't leak, and the birds don't have a place to roost. It's just an all-around maintenance-free building. I get so many compliments about it. People that drive in, they got to go in and look at it.
Yeah, combine and baler and barn planter, you name it. It couldn't be better.
Friends, it's Lou, and it's Fall Farm Show time. See me now at the Farm Science Review in London, Ohio, September 18th through the 20th, or just call me. I'll have selected Quonset building sizes at substantial discounts, but you have to talk to me. Call for details at 800-894-9408. That's 800-894-9408. Visit my website at amsteelspan.com and learn why I have a better building than a standard pole barn.
But now, most of my listeners know G.B. Oliver. He's executive director of the Paragon Foundation. But what is a paragon? One listener recently called me on the air and read the definition for the word paragon out of Webster's Dictionary. This is what he said.
It says, model or pattern of superior excellence or perfections, compared to, equal to. Folks, I'll tell you one thing about Paragon Foundation that I found out. They do the work on a dime, and they take the 9 cents change and invest it. If you go down to Alamogordo, New Mexico, and you'll find out they don't have a big fancy building down on White Sands Boulevard. These folks are ranchers, they're good people, they wear jeans and boots, and they got a smile on their face, and they got faith, and they're good folks, I'll tell you what. I'm a member of the Paragon Foundation, and I highly recommend them.
So what are you waiting for? Join the Paragon Foundation today. Just call toll-free 1-877-847-3443. That's 1-877-847-3443, or go online to paragonfoundation.org.
Hi, neighbor. They say the road to hell is paved with good intentions. Certainly, we'd never intend to procrastinate getting our own food supply until there was none left at any price. We would intend to have plenty of food so the relief organizations could care for those unable to care for themselves. We would intend not to be standing in the bread line with the ignorant and the foolish who pretend the facts of food disappearance are untrue. If the experience of the Katrina disaster is evidence, the bread line may have no bread. Just like the good intentions on the road to that unheavenly place, the good intentions alone to get a supply of food will not feed us. Only getting our food supply immediately will make us independent and fearless for the future. Call 800-409-5633. 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. Who am I? Nobody. Steve Shank. Someone who cares.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show, and here's the star of the show, the man who says, don't sell your mule to buy a plow, Derry Brownfield.
And we have returned. Before I get into the Otero County, New Mexico show,
You're like Johnny Cash.
What about Johnny Cash?
Well, you know, he was a man in black, and you're the man in brown, but Johnny Cash, he walked the line.
Oh.
Yeah, well, you walk a fine line too, Derry, because you broadcast to a mainstream audience that hear us on commercial radio stations, but you also broadcast to a alternative news listening audience that hear you on shortwave and internet. And so, really, well, I think those that listen to you on shortwave, you're as close to mainstream news as people get, and those that listen to you on mainstream are really as close to alternative news as they'll get. But at any rate, on Republic Broadcast Radio Network, RBNLive.com, Ed and Elaine Brown also do their own radio show, and they're heard on RBNLive.com just the hour before you're heard on RBNLive.com.
Okay, and I might add to that that the way they broadcast, because the feds have cut the telephone service and they don't have any, they do not have electricity or telephone or mail delivery or whatever, but people have been giving them these paid credit cards for telephones. So that's what they use when they do their show. So anyway, okay, now back to...
Hey, Derry.
Yeah.
I made a mistake. It's republicbroadcasting.org. You know, it was rbnlive.com for a long time, but it has changed. And so update your browsers, republicbroadcasting.org. My apologies.
Okay.
But we just wanted our mainstream listeners know to know, really, that Ed and Elaine Brown are doing that broadcast.
Can the mainstream listeners pick that up off the Internet, or do you know?
They can pick it up off of DerryBrownfield.com.
Do we carry it?
We have a link to RepublicBroadcasting.org from DerryBrownfield.com. There's all sorts of links on different places that you're heard on your website. I know you don't spend a lot of time on your own website.
Hey, I don't even know how to turn on a computer.
But a lot of people do. And we'll run it through one more time. That's D as in dog, E-R-R-Y, Brownfield.com, DerryBrownfield.com online. Listen and shop locally first.
Okay. Now, may I go to New Mexico?
You have my permission.
Oh, thank you. All right. In Otero County, and I have become very familiar because ever since I met GBN and got involved with the Paragon Foundation, I've made quite a few trips out there, and I've met a lot of folks. In fact, I'm going to quote Clarissa McGinn, and you know a little bit about the McGinns, Jeff, because you've been talking to her husband. She's one of the commissioners, and her and her husband grow pistachios. The pistachio nuts. They have an orchard there as well, a pistachio orchard, and then they have a vineyard where they make and sell wine. Nice place there in just right outside of Alamogordo.
Pistachio wine?
I think it makes... that would be like pistachio peanut butter, wouldn't it? Anyway, the commissioners. Now, there's three of these commissioners. Doug Moore is one. She is one, and I think I have the other one's name here, but I don't remember. But anyway, we'll get to that in a minute. But these commissioners said that the county will likely reject the intergovernmental agreement. Now, what the feds want to do, and this is requested by the Department of Homeland Security, so they're actually standing up to Homeland Security, they want a detention service there in Otero County. And they said, no, we're not going to do this. The commissioner chairman is Doug Moore. He expressed concern about the proposed agreement, which involves Otero County working with multiple federal agencies, including the U.S. Marshals Service, on the transportation, detention, and housing of federal prisoners. And Moore says, I think we need to change the word approval to denial before we go any further. He says, as it is written, I will not consider it at all. Now, you see, here's what so many of these local people do. The feds come in, and they're immediately intimidated. Oh, my goodness, it's the FBI, it's the marshals, it's the Homeland Security. We've got to do whatever they say. No, you don't. Now, just like the county administrator there is Dr. Martin Moore, and he said that although the U.S. Marshals Service was named in the contract, the letter came to the commission from the Department of Homeland Security. So you can see this is more than just what the feds are saying. Doug Moore said his first concern was that the farmer agreement and rate were not included in the data he was sent. He said, I also have some serious liability issues, and I ended up putting so many red marks on page 7 that I can't even read it anymore. He said one letter referenced by Moore was from Jackie Gomez with the Department of Homeland Security. He says, I don't know Jackie Gomez. I want to know who she is. I want to know who her boss is. I want to know who these other people are that have sent me letters. I'm getting the feeling that I'm hearing a federal train rolling up this track, and I don't like it. He says, we wanted some changes in this agreement with Homeland Security, and they said no. I recommend you tell them no on the adoption of this contract. He's talking to the other commissioners now. When we negotiate, they don't tell me no. If we're going to negotiate, I want a reasonable rate. If they say no again, then we'll be in total violation of mediation. They will be in total violation of mediation and arbitration agreements. The train is going to be stopped before it runs over us. Now, that's just in one instance here. Also, they're taking on the feds as far as the Forest Service is concerned. The Forest Service, you see, there is a national forest there. I'm trying to think of the name of it, but don't call me. I've got it here someplace. But anyway, I've driven through the National Forest. That's where the yellow checkered butterfly is. And they want to put up nets along the main highway so people don't smash them on their windshields. And I tried to hit as many of them as I could going up through there. But, you know, I didn't see a checkered butterfly. But anyway, if any of you catch a checkered butterfly, I'd like to have one. Just, you know, he'd be just nice to have around here. Beth, she wears those little flowers and butterflies and things on her coat, you know, so she'd be happy with one. Otero County plans to take on the Forest Service regarding road access under revised statute 2477. Now, this statute, these people are doing their homework, and that's what you have to do. You can't believe what the feds tell you. You've got to go back and find the documents. They go back to an 1866 mining law, and here's what it states. Any road under county jurisdiction, regardless of when that jurisdiction was established, supersedes any subsequent jurisdiction claimed by any other entity. So, hey, the feds weren't around in 1866. I don't even know if New Mexico probably wasn't a state in 1866. I don't know about that. But anyway, he said, we want to stop the closure of any roads and trails by the Forest Service. Doug Moore said, if they want to challenge any of the roads we claim under RS 2477, we'll just duke it out in court. If we have to list every goat trail, butterfly path, meteor pathway, we will. The commission, one of the commissioners, Clarissa McGinn, who we talked about, grows pistachios down there, said, we want a preemptive action to keep these closures from happening. These closures are going to, turn a page, take place very soon if we don't stop it. The Forest Service plan is to close nearly half the roads and trails in the Lincoln. There it is. It's the Lincoln National Forest. Roads still owned by the county will include ones that we grandfathered in prior to 1956, as well as those that existed prior to 1976. Moore went on to say, a road does not even have to be one that still exists in order to qualify. It could be nothing more but a jeep trail or a footpath. We're laying claim to all that is ours, and we're keeping them open for everyone to enjoy. Now, wouldn't it be great if every county commissioner in the United States, and see, this is the reason, and they've done it. They've done it in some states. They've eliminated counties. This is why you have to have county government, because the county, that's the only hopes that we have to keep the feds from just, as Moore says, to keep that train from rolling over us. But if every county commissioner and every county sheriff stood up to these people instead of knuckling under and especially taking their handouts, the feds come to you, they have a grant, they're going to give you this grant, they're going to buy the sheriff police cars, they're going to set up all of these great and wonderful things, and if you do things just right, you'll get a grant. And now, once you've done that, you've signed a nexus with these jokers, and they've got you under their control. You just need to tell the feds, we don't want your money, we don't need your help, and, you know, it's my way or the highway. Let's take a break. We'll be right back.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year that is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner at RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Attention RBN listeners who have trouble sleeping. If you have tried everything and still have serious problems getting a good night's sleep, then this message is going to be the single most important one you'll ever hear. And here's why. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test a new, alternative method of falling asleep fast. And the best part is, this new sleep system produces dramatic results when everything else has failed, including prescription sleeping pills. You see, it works in a whole new way, utilizing special sleep frequencies to almost command your brain to fall asleep fast. And it's easy to use. Yet, because the rules governing medicine in the U.S., no health or healing claims can be made for the sleep system. However, it's still legal to own this new high-speed sleep generator, and 77 RBN listeners are invited to use this system first, before the general public. So, if you're really having trouble falling asleep, simply go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com, or call 877-327-0365 and tell the operator you listen to RBN. Again, that's 877-327-0365.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Well, the first Mexican trucks are here. They've made their delivery. One, at least we know of one that made its delivery. Came through the Mexican crossing, went all the way to North Carolina. Now, they tell me that the Mexican truckers don't want to come to the United States. A private organization representing the majority of the Mexican freight haulers are demanded. Jeff, excuse me, I hate to do this, but for some reason, have you cut me down in there?
No, sir. You're rolling just fine.
I'm rolling. Now it came back on. I don't know.
They paid too much money for it.
You know, the more stuff you get, the junkier it is. You know, I mean, it's ridiculous. You buy this stuff that's supposed to be so great.
It's like a three-way light bulb. Why use a three-way light bulb when a 60-watt will do just fine?
Yeah, we went through that this morning. Anyway, back to the Mexican truckers. The private organization representing the majority of Mexico's freight haulers are demanding the government suspend the program. These people, the Mexican freight haulers, are like the Teamsters Union here in the United States. They don't want the program. The Mexican freight haulers say they don't want it. Says it leaves Mexican truckers at a competitive disadvantage with their United States counterparts. The Mexican government also has committed itself to allowing trucks from as many as 100 U.S. companies to travel anywhere in Mexico. Now, that's all part of the NAFTA agreement. You don't hear much about that. That's the first time I've heard that. And just like Jerome Corsi says, and I'm going to get into one of his comments a little later here, he says, you're not going to learn anything from listening to the United States news media. You're just not. You see, that was never mentioned in any of the stories that I've had, anything that came out of the United States. And I've said, and I don't watch it as much as I should because they do a lot of things that's, I don't know, it takes too long to watch. But Link TV, if you watch Link TV, and it is 375 on DirecTV, on the satellite, DirecTV, you'll get all these news stories from these foreign countries. But anyway, the Mexican government has committed itself to allow trucks from as many as 100 U.S. companies to travel anywhere in Mexico. Teresa Martinez is president of the group known as Canacar. They say Mexico's transportation department has not resolved traffic bottlenecks for Mexican trucks trying to cross the U.S. border and lacks the personnel to enforce a provision prohibiting U.S. truckers from carrying domestic Mexican cargo. We demand that the Transportation Department suspend the launch of this pilot program because it is not prepared to carry it out. Now, they're talking about the Mexican Department of Transportation. In the meantime, back at the ranch in Texas, we find out that it was another one of those secret deals where they made the first trucker ready to come across the line, knew who he was going to be, February the 22nd of this year. Let's take a break. We'll be right back.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
SwissAmerica.com reports gold prices eased Thursday on profit-taking, slightly stronger dollar and $80 oil. Gold closed in New York off $3 to $708.40 an ounce. Silver fell 13 cents to $12.47. With oil prices headed into uncharted territory, gold will not be far behind, especially now that the psychological $700 an ounce ceiling has been lifted, says Swiss America CEO Craig R. Smith. More at SwissAmerica.com. Learn the secrets of successful gold investing from the most trusted name in gold coins, Swiss America. Find out why smart investors are diversifying out of falling dollars and into rising gold, a trend experts say will continue for another decade. Call now, 800-289-2646, that's 800-BUYCOIN, for your Gold 101 DVD, booklet, and CD. Call now, 800-289-2646, 800-BUYCOIN today.
Located in rural Missouri is a place called Heartland, a modern-day city of refuge where men, women, and children can come and find hope in the various recovery programs offered by Pastor Charles Sharp and members of Heartland Community Church. The Heartland community includes Heartland Children and Youth Homes, Heartland Recovery Programs for adults, K-12 Heartland Christian Academy, Nations Harvest Bible College, and several businesses, including one of the largest dairy operations in the country. Every home, business, classroom, and job site at Heartland are filled with people who are reaching out with compassion of Jesus Christ to help those who are hurting. Heartland came into being as a result of prayer, and prayer continues to be the source of Heartland's daily harvest of miracles. Heartland is a true haven of spiritual healing. To learn more about Heartland, call 660-284-6212. That's 660-284-6212.
Now, back to the Mexican trucks. According to Dr. Jerome Corsi, he says the first truck authorized by a Bush administration program opening U.S. highways to Mexican trucking companies crossed into the United States on September the 8th. That was just this past week. The Mexican trucking firm sending out that first tractor trailer was actually selected to be the first across the border nearly 6 months ago. The designation was made at a February 22nd, 2007 special service. Mexican state, the governor of the Mexican state said that the time has arrived to declare a North American economic community. Now, this, and this is Carsey's comment here. He says, this was reported by the Mexican press, but not by any American media outlet. To learn the truth of what Bush is up to with regards to creating a North American union, people need to read Spanish language media. And as I said a while ago, I get a lot of what I get off of this Link TV. Now, I don't mention too much of it on the air, but it gives you an idea of what's going on in the world that you're not going to get from the American press. But back to Back to Jerome Corsi. He goes into details on all of this in his book, The Late Great USA. And we handle that book for him. We can put it in your mailbox for $28 just by sending $28 to Common Sense, P.O. Box 79, Centertown, Missouri, 65023. A while ago, Jeff and I were talking about this equipment in here. It's a Bondugal. But I said, every time you buy something, it seems like it's got all these little fancy doodads on it that you don't know how to use and don't need. And I guess there's people out there that like to do all of these things. But a phone, for example, to me is a telephone and not a camera and all of these other things that people put on telephones. I can't use this modern stuff. Now, here I see a man.
I have a shoe that's a telephone.
Yeah, get smart. And when we say get smart, how many people out there do you think know who Get Smart was?
Not many.
Not many.
But they'd have to be older than I, and certainly in your era.
You don't even remember Get Smart?
Well, sure I do. I caught Get Smart in reruns.
I haven't seen him in a rerun. Anyway, now...
Would you believe?
See, we named our very first Arabian horse when we were in the Arabian horse business, 99. We had 99 and Chaos. And you know, 99 was Agent 99. And Chaos, of course, was the company that...
Enemy's headquarters.
Enemy's headquarters. Yeah, it'd be like the Taliban. Anyway, now, back to stuff that doesn't work. Remember when you could buy a toilet that would flush? Now they've put them on there. If you hold a handle down, they will flush twice. But you got to have water running through that thing. That's why you have water in there so it moves things out, all right? Now we're going to have the same thing with washing machines. A mandate by the Department of Energy went into effect in January of this year, stating home-use laundering systems sold in the United States must meet new reduced energy usage standards. These new high-efficiency washing machines use significantly less water during the main washing and rinsing cycles than the older top-loaded machines, explains Norma Keyes, Director, Product Evaluation and Standards for Cotton Incorporated. These new machines also use a much higher spin cycle speed, which could have significant impact on cotton apparel. In other words, hey, it's not going to get your clothes clean. It's going to tear it up. Anyway, how well these newer machines rinse out detergents and soils, taking into consideration those higher spin cycle speeds and less water. We'll also seek to determine, it goes on and talks about, but here we go again. They'll just cause trouble. You can bet on it. We've got time to listen to Happy Trails.
Happy trails to you until we meet again. Happy trails to you. Keep smiling until then.
About the clouds if we're together.
Just sing a song and bring the sunny weather.
Happy trails to you till we meet again. Happy trails to you till we meet again. Happy trails.
It's true.